Mark chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, that there are some of those who stand here that won't taste of death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And his appearance was changed before them, and his clothes became shining, very white like snow, like no bleach on earth can whiten them. And Elijah and Moses appeared to them, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he didn't know what to say, for they were very afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. And suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no man any more, except Jesus and themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them to tell no man the things that they had seen, until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning with each other what the rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, Why do the scribes say that Elijah must first come? And he answered, Elijah truly does come first and restores all things, and how it is written about the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be rejected. But I say to you that Elijah has indeed come, and they have done to him whatever they wanted, as it is written about him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and the scribes questioning with them. And immediately all the people, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, What are you asking them about? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought to you my son who has a dumb spirit, and wherever he takes him, he tears him, and he foams at the mouth, and gnashes with his teeth, and pines away. And I spoke to your disciples to cast him out, and they couldn't. He answered him, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long ago did this come to him? And he said, Since he was a child. He often has thrown him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And immediately the father of the child shouted and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, You dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit shouted and tore him severely and came out of him. And he was like someone dead, and many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he got up. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why couldn't we cast him out? And he said to them, This kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. And they departed there and passed through Galilee, and he didn't want anyone to know it. For he taught his disciples and said to them, The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men, and they'll kill him, and after he's been killed, he'll rise the third day. But they didn't understand that saying and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that you disputed among yourselves on the way? But they didn't answer, for on the way they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, If any man desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the middle of them, and when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, Whoever receives one of such children in my name receives me. And whoever receives me doesn't receive me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, Master, we saw someone casting out devils in your name, and he didn't follow us, and we told him to stop because he's not following us. But Jesus said, don't forbid him, for there is no man who shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil about me. For he that is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, truly I say to you, he won't lose his reward. And whoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it's better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck and that he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to go enter into life with one hand than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worms don't die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter with one foot into life than having two feet to be thrown into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worms don't die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be thrown into hell's fire, where their worms don't die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its salty flavor, with what will you flavor it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace with each other.